This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
It does not matter who the host is. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Thursday edition of the Rated R Safety Show. Well, I guess we should say that it's Thursday, March the 28th of 2024, day 88 of the year and only 278 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, I haven't been able to say that for a while. And coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging and banging with our friends over there.
Radio in USA.
Oh, yes, Radio Big doing the stuff that they do, us doing the stuff that we do. So it's going to be a fun time for sure as we are hanging and banging today. I'm glad to be back coming to you from the studio. Yes, today, if you're on the audio podcast, if you're on the audio broadcast, if you're on any audio format, today we will give you the option back. I'm having some video if you want it. I don't love the video aspect. I'm going to be honest here, but I love hanging out in this studio. I really do. As much as I love hanging out in the studio, I like actually interacting when I get to do this in public as well. Hotel rooms is kind of a weird place to do some of these things, but hey, it happens. It's part of the road gig that we get to do. But, as I've told you before, I'm as committed to doing this as I can. Yesterday was one of those unfortunate things where I just couldn't make it. I couldn't make it in regards to doing it, just in regards to timeline and how things work out. But let's get out of the little minor details and let's get into some other stuff. Because I think it's going to be important for us to discuss and have those conversations. So if you're not familiar with what we do here, we talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the whole gig of the show. So as we come around and talk real quick, we bring in some professional broadcasters and let them talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. And then we kind of come in and kind of give some information on top of that. That's kind of the sequence on how it works. And then from that particular portion, then we come in and do a level of a main story. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will take you directly into what we're doing. That's not a problem there. And then we get to move and groove. We get to move and groove. That's the fun part of everything that goes on around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, a record drug haul near Colombia and a handwriting over El Salvador gang, cracking down what we got going on. Also, Scott Swift is off the hook, and Shakira does a pop-up show in Times Square. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Martin Scorsese is squeezing a new series for Fox Nation. We'll talk about some of that as we get into casting calls. And Princess Kate battles an army of relentless internet dorks. Yeah, I said relentless internet dorks. What a combination of stuff to, I guess, bring a sequence to events to talk about. So anyways, as we do talk, as we do move, as we do groove, why don't we do this? Why don't we get into what the hell is going on in the world of the news, as I have Mark Mayfield waiting on the other end to give you a little chatty-yatty about what is happening. So here's the news coming your way right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. A new poll shows if the presidential election was held now, it would be too close to call. The Quinnipiac University survey shows President Biden with 48% support of voters and former President Trump with 45% if the two went head-to-head, putting Biden's lead within the margin of error. When factoring in independent and Green Party candidates, Trump gets a 1% lead, making the race a toss-up. The White House says a high-stakes meeting with Israeli officials in Washington is being rescheduled. Lisa Taylor fills us in.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to go forward with a meeting on a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Israel canceled the delegation earlier this week after the U.S. allowed the U.N. Security Council to adopt a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S., Israel, and leaders in the Middle East are negotiating a separate ceasefire agreement tied to the release of hostages held by Hamas. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Most Americans now believe that marijuana should be legal. Brian Shook has more.
A survey from Pew Research Center found 88% of Americans think cannabis should be legal for recreational or medical use, while nearly 6 out of 10 believe it should be legal for both uses. Around 3 out of 10 think it should be only legal for medical purposes. About 10% believe it should be outlawed. I'm Brian Shook.
4 people are dead and 5 others injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Cops say there were violent attacks at multiple scenes around the city of Rockford on Tuesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. One suspect, who has not been identified, is now in custody. And rates of sexually transmitted diseases are skyrocketing among older Americans. This week, the CDC revealed rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in people over 55 more than doubled in the U.S. between 2012 and 2022. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The bodies of 2 people have been recovered from a submerged truck at the collapsed Baltimore Bridge. The head of Interpol's warning human trafficking linked to cyber scams in Southeast Asia is now a global crisis. Thailand's moving closer to legalizing same-sex marriage after the lower house passed a bill giving legal recognition to such unions. And Joe Lieberman, the former senator who served as Al Gore's vice presidential running mate, has died at 82.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I disapprove of the way Israel is conducting the war in Gaza. Rory O'Neill reports.
Weeks after Hamas launched its attack, 50% of Americans approved of Israel's military response. That number is down to 36% in the latest Gallup survey, and 55% of Americans now disapprove. Support among Republicans is down 7 points to 64%, down 18 points among independents to 29%. Approval of Israel's military action among Democrats is halved, now down to 18%. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Federal authorities say the cargo ship that slammed into a Baltimore bridge was carrying hazardous materials. On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. She said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks. The Internal Revenue Service is reminding taxpayers who itemize about charitable donation rules. Christopher Miller is with the IRS Midwest office.
The donation has to be to a qualified organization. It must be made in the calendar year for which you're filing taxes.
He says taxpayers also must have a record of the donation. The charitable contribution deduction cannot be more than 60% of your adjusted gross income. Miller says most people take the standard deduction. Iowa Hawkeye superstar Caitlin Clark is being offered $5 million to play in Ice Cube's Big Three League. The league features former NBA players in a three-on-three format, and Ice Cube said that Clark's deal would be for 8 regular season games with potentially 2 playoff games. Clark has already declared for the WNBA draft and is expected to be taken first overall. And First Lady Jill Biden is writing a new children's book, saying the story will follow the first family's pet cat, Willow. Willow, the White House cat, will be published in June. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Yes, only on Safety FM is what it sounds like, is what he just said there. Yes, there you go, 15 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are hanging out and doing all the lovely things that we get to do, even on a Thursday. So anyways, let's take it from the top of the shit list, because I always think it's an important time for us to talk about the things that are happening inside of the world. A well-intentioned British woman rescued a baby hedgehog from the side of the road, brought it to its home, and monitored it overnight when she noticed that the animal hadn't moved and were pooped all night. She decided to take it to the Lower Moss Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital to be checked. After the careful examination, vets determined that the woman had not rescued a baby hedgehog. It was a hat bobble. Yes, the little pom-pom from a beanie hat. Yeah, that's what she had rescued. Moved by her kindness, the Wildlife Hospital shared the story with their Facebook page, while highlighted the importance of rescuing hedgehogs in the vulnerable situation. So there you go. I mean, that's a rough one. That's really a rough one when you give it some thought process. That's for sure. Ooh, don't even know what to say there. So let's continue talking about some other stuff. The United States has officially tallied up more measles cases year to date in 2024, and has it since it had last year confirmed 64. That's five more than the 59 that it had in the previous year. More than half of these have been confirmed or linked to migrant shelters in Chicago, with 33 of those cases. Worth noting, there is no vaccination status screening as part of the Department of Homeland Security processing the asylum seekers for COVID or otherwise. This is according to NBC News. So what do you think here? Pop, pop goes the... Oh, no, that's the weasel, not the measle. Oh, I can't even think anymore.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, take a listen to this. The compounding effects of inflation have dragged the value of the dollar since the start of the pandemic. The purchasing power of a dollar in 2020 is just about 80 cents today. So there you go. Here's another way to look at it. If you had $100,000 in 2020 and haven't gotten a raise since then, it said that it feels like you're earning $80,000, or about $1,600 less a month. $1,600 a month is close to today's median mortgage payment. So to get a sense of today's economy, imagine in 2020 having to pay all of your bills, save and invest for your future, and have a bit of fun. And while paying for two mortgages, you know, that's how inflation, it kind of works. Yesterday, I was actually doing some class stuff, and it was interesting. We opened a Jenga up, and well, let me rephrase that, because it wasn't a Jenga branded one. It was a Rumble Blocks. We opened some Rumble Blocks, and we take a look at it, and it looked like there was even shrinkflation on Jenga. Yes, Jenga, or a branded off Jenga, an off-brand of Jenga. I shouldn't say Jenga, because it wasn't a proper Jenga. But if I don't say Jenga, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. And maybe some might say, you're saying Jenga, and I have no clue what you're talking about at all.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, Amnesty International has denounced the gang crackdown in El Salvador as the adoption of disappropriation measures against an organization that have terrorized people for decades. Statement decries the prison overcrowding and facility specializing to build to coral gang members, and more than 100,000, yes, 100,000 people have been arrested since the crackdown began in 2022. Yeah, 100,000, not 100, not 1,000, 100,000. Human rights observers have worried that even with the mere appearance of affiliation with the gang members has led to the imprisonment of some in El Salvador. Worth noting, in 2015, El Salvador had the record for more than 6,600 homicides. In 2013, 214 people were killed in the entire country, nearly one in five of which the gang members killed in armed conflict with the police. This is according to Voz de America and Amnesty International. What do you think about this as I talk about it? It's kind of a weird one, right? I mean, I don't think that I'm saying something that's entirely not strange, because it seems extremely strange as we are talking. So have you been to El Salvador? And if you haven't, would you want to go to El Salvador if you had the opportunity to do so? Because it sounds a little dangerous. I mean, let's not lie. Let's not lie about this. But, you know, we're talking about safety all the time here, and personal safety is an important part or an important aspect of some of the things that we talk about. I've never been, so I don't want to push too hard there. That's for sure. Anyways, a combined effort by Americans and Colombian military to intercept a speedboat hauling nearly 4 tons of cocaine, yielding the biggest blow bust of the year so far. The Joint Interagency Task Force of the United States and Southern Command and on the street, and the haul would sell for about $113 million. Five men on the boat were ultimately detained from Colombia, Honduras, and Venezuela. The bus follows the encounter earlier this month when British and American forces intercepted a boat nearly with 3 tons of cocaine that was near the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is according to CBS News. So what do you think? I mean, it is something to think about. That's a lot of coke. And I'm not talking about Coca-Cola, so let's just make sure that we understand that. Also, take a listen to this. Longtime Senator Joe Lieberman has died. He passed away on Wednesday after complications from a fall. According to his family, Lieberman was the first Jewish American to be nominated for a major party ticket, where he was picked by Al Gore's running mate back in 2000. You know, during that Florida fiasco, you know, the hanging chads, if you remember. If not, you should probably look it up. He was 82 at the time of his passing. So just some information right there. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. Let's do some money matters, because it does seem that money does matter. So let's do that right now.
FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange co-founded by Sam Bankman-Fried, is selling its majority stake in Anthropic. Mark Mayfield has the story.
The bulk of the $884 million worth of the AI startup's shares are going to go to a wealth fund in the United Arab Emirates. Jane Street, HOF Capital, the Ford Foundation, and several Fidelity funds are buying the rest.
Georgia Waffle House workers strike, calling for raises, better working conditions, and to put an end to the company's meal credit deductions. Rebecca Hughes with more.
So far, about 13,000 workers signed a petition asking the U.S. Department of Labor to investigate the meal credit policy. The Union of Southern Service Workers and Metro Atlanta Waffle House employees tell Fox 5 Atlanta the company deducts at least $3 from workers' pay every shift for the credit, no matter if the employee has a meal or not, totaling an estimated $30 million deducted from workers annually. Employee Cindy Smith says, "We show up every day and work hard for as little as $2.90 an hour before tips, so losing $3 every shift does real damage." Workers also want a $25 per hour wage minimum and security for all restaurants.
The Costco food court may soon be for members only. Shopping at Costco requires an annual membership fee of $60, but non-members and members alike have been able to enjoy the discounted hot dogs and pizza slices at the retailer's popular food courts. However, some Costcos are now posting signs saying effective April 8th, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from the food court. It's not clear if all Costcos will be adopting the new food court policy, and Costco has not commented publicly on the signs. Dollar Tree is raising its prices again. In an earnings call, the company said it would add hundreds of new items to its shelves, but at higher price points. The higher end of the prices sold at Dollar Tree will be $7. The company's CEO said prices will start at $1.50. Dollar Tree implemented the $5 price cap in June of 2023. Consumer and Business News, Aaron Rayal, NBC News Radio.
You know, this is not the stuff you want to be hearing first thing in the morning as we start talking about, you know, the value of the dollar is not the same. If you had $100,000, it's worth about $80,000. And now Dollar Tree is raising their prices once again. I mean, not that I'm saying you're a big Dollar Tree purchaser, but man, that makes you start thinking about a lot of stuff that's going on. I mean, at least that's how I look at it. How do you look at this stuff? because it gets weird right away in regards of, hey, this is what's going on. Anyways, let me tell you about what I found on the other side of the equation here. The Dow gained about 477 points to close at 39,760 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 44 points to close at 5,248. And the NASDAQ added about 83 points to close at 16,399. West Texas Intermediate closed at $81 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $85 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas, you ready for this? $3.53. Bitcoin was down, or ticked down, about to just over $69,100, and there was more than 4,400 flights delayed within and to and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about 60 such cancellations. A New Jersey resident is the $1.13 billion richer after winning Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing, the first winner of the 2024. I mean, that's what's going on. The jackpot is the fifth largest prize in lottery history. The winner does have the option to take the cash at $537.5 million on Friday night. So they have to take it on Friday night. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Or Friday night's drawing will be for $20 million jackpot or $9.5 million cash payout. I don't see what the advantage is here in regards to taking the money early, because you're going to have to get taxed on that on top of it. So that's something to think about as we are talking. So let's talk about this, because this has been kind of going all over the place. But Diddy, yeah, Sean Puffy Combs, Sean P. Diddy Combs, whatever you want to call him, on Wednesday, interviews featuring Usher and Justin Bieber, detailing their respective time spent with Diddy as teens resurfaced. Usher, who was 13 at the time, said that shadowing the rapper was pretty wild and crazy, with Bieber, who was only 15, talked about Diddy about getting some girls. Also, former employee of Jennifer Lopez, who dated Diddy from 1999 to 2001, called the rapper demanding and demeaning despite not being his employee. The woman claimed that he would still order her and others around him. She also stated that he would categorize women around him as fuckable and not fuckable. Yep, while explaining that it was better to be latter, because with the former was kind of creepy. Yeah, the guy was kind of creepy. Lastly, rumors about Netflix doc called Diddy Do It are not true. The poster making its way around the social media was a joke, but the rapper 50 Cent is working with Diddy-related docs and can't wait for people to watch. This is according to Forbes, Fox News, and the New York Post. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. Take a listen to this. An MTA employee out of Queens, New York was arrested for fare evasion and resisting arrest this week. Jonathan O'Halloran has more.
Say it happened just after 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at the Myrtle Wyckoff L train station in Queens. The 35-year-old employee was on duty at the time and was not wearing any clothing that would identify him as an MTA employee. When he went through the emergency exit at the station and was stopped by an officer, the employee became combative and slapped the hand of the officer. The man did not identify himself as an MTA employee until after he was placed under arrest. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Do you know what fair evasion is? It means when somebody does not pay to get on public transportation, is normally what the reference piece is, or just kind of anything that's transportation related. You would have thought that would have been something that would have been mentioned right away. I mean, it's not like somebody's going to mess with you in regards of, hey, it's time to be arrested because of, you know, whatever you're supposed to be paying for that particular fare. Something to think about right there. Anyways, coming out of Mineola, New York, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman wants to deputize and hire gun owners for use when state of emergency is declared. Take a listen to this.
Says the deputies would not be doing any patrolling. They would be protecting infrastructure in an event like Hurricane Sandy. Requirements include being between 21 and 72 years of age, having a pistol license, and passing a background check. In addition, he is encouraging those with law enforcement or military experience to apply. The positions are non-union and include a $150 daily stipend. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, $150 daily stipend for that. I mean, you think about it and go, is it worth it? I don't know. Something to think about, that is for sure. Take a listen to this. Motown legend Martha Reeves has been honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Me, all my friends are here, everybody that's taking me court, Amy, Jane, all of y'all.
The singer and former member of the Detroit City Council had to raise $50,000 of the $75,000 fee for the honor, with which was unveiled yesterday in Los Angeles. Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, and Berry Gordy were among those who spoke at the ceremony. Smokey Robinson was among those who spoke there, honoring Martha Reeves as the star, where she received the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Time you were here, I wouldn't have missed this for the world, because Martha is one of our profound acts.
You know, when you start saying I wouldn't have missed it for the world, I start thinking about some other stuff. Of course, some quick music references, because what else was going to come to mind when you start thinking about, hey, I wouldn't have missed it for the world? But that was Smokey Robinson. I can't remember the guy's name that actually does that song. Do you remember it?
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. Let's continue talking about some stuff real quick. Let's talk about some road to the White House, because that's going to be important.
It's 2024. Donald Trump says Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential bid is great for his MAGA movement. In a post on Truth Social, Trump argued Kennedy will likely siphon off votes from President Biden in November's general election. The former president called Kennedy the most radical left candidate in the race. This as Kennedy on Tuesday announced tech entrepreneur and attorney Nicole Shanahan as his running mate.
I wanted someone who was battle-tested, able to withstand criticism and the controversy and all the defamations and slanders and perjuries that are thrown against anyone who embarks on a presidential campaign.
In Washington, I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, thank you, Brian Shook, for that one. So what do you think when you hear this? Is this a good thing, a bad thing, or somewhere in between? Something to think about, that's for sure. Take a listen to this. The U.S. Department of Energy is awarding Haltech International $1.52 billion loan to restart the Palisades nuclear power plant in Covert Township, Michigan. The announcement came during a visit to the Palisades of Energy Secretary and former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm and current Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, to the delight of these people.
It's a good thing for the community. I think it'll bring jobs here again.
Well, I think it's terrific. Obviously, it's going to affect the housing and everything in town here. That's going to be great for South Haven.
Did you just say you're going to get a $1.52 billion loan and hopefully it's going to bring jobs to the area? Well, one would hope so, of course. Anyways, Republican Congressman Bill Huron has praised for the loan and for the repair of to repower the Palisades, saying that it will provide safe, reliable energy to meet the Southwest Michigan growing needs. The Palisades stopped producing power in May of 2022 after several years of delay in powering it down, and it would be the first nuclear plant in the U.S. to ever be restarted. Also, Energy Secretary says that she's proud of the Haltech at a $1.52 billion loan to restart the Palisades nuclear power plant. Take a listen.
Means to this community. I know it means jobs. I know it means livelihoods. I know it means identity. I know it means dignity.
Okay, Governor Whitmer says the restart of the Palisades is a big deal.
Today, Michigan is going to make history. Palisades is going to make history. Haltech is going to make history. The United States is going to be making history.
You know, I don't know about this, but I'm going to make a reference to this because, you know, this is just kind of what I do. I've never heard of people being so excited about somebody else getting a loan. A loan, meaning that you will pay it back. And $1.52 billion? Yeah, it might help out our community, but damn, that's a lot of money.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, really? We bust out with the idiot thing right away in regards to talking about some of this? Let's get to the main.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story, Rated R Safety Show. It's time to talk. It's time to hang out. It's time to do everything that we get to do, because it's a fun time when we're doing the things that we get to do and hanging out with you. That's the most important part of the aspect, as we are doing everything around here. That is for sure. So I have a question for you. And I really want to start this off as a question today. because I think that that's probably the better way of doing this, opposed to me just kind of spilling the beans. And it's not that I go around spilling a lot of beans, and it's not like I have hot beans or cool beans. It's just beans. But do you have a toe? No. I want you to hear that question correctly, because I didn't say that wrong. Do you have a toe? No. Okay, so I guess let me explain. I'm talking about T.O.E. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about mostly a theory of everything. Short version. Theory of everything. Look at it as a toe. Toe, theory of everything. Toe, theory of everything. And I ask this because, listen, when we start getting into some of the work stuff that we do, it's amazing to me when we start taking a look around at some of the things that are happening. And for some time, and for some reason, you and I, well, maybe we're talking about other people. Maybe it's not just you and I. Maybe it's other people, and we're just kind of, you know, the thing that that doesn't apply to this. But we seem to have theories about everything that happens within our lives, within our organizations, within our work-life balance. And I'm always amazed when I get to take a look at, we'll say, quote-unquote, an investigation, and looking at how people theorize the things that are going on how they already have a theory about what is happening before the things ever even occur. And I get sometimes so confused because I go, how do you have a theory of what is going on before anything has happened? So as you look around today and you take a listen to this, what is your toe? And how did that toe form for you? Because having that theory of everything, or the toe as we're referring to it, it doesn't normally just pop up overnight. I mean, if you want to go as far back as being in a wound and how a normal physical toe would develop, it does take some time. So what has led you to the point to where you're at now? And it's not like you really hear a lot about toe reconstructive surgery, and I'm not asking you for you to change the toe that you have. But as you look at it today, what caused that theory of everything that you have? And has it helped you throughout your career? Has it helped you throughout your life? Or has this toe hindered you? And I ask this because, you know, that people always talk about, you know, stubbing their toe. So have you stubbed your big theory of everything? Have you stubbed that toe altogether? And I ask these questions because are we jaded when we start coming up with our theories? Like, I have people that I interact with that, because they believe so strongly in their pattern recognition, that falls into their theory of everything, that they will look at something and say, okay, this is what's going to happen next because of everything that I've seen previously. And sometimes I just wonder, how does the toe develop? How does the toe move from where we are? Toe, once again, standing for the theory of everything. So when you get a chance today, why don't you kind of take a little small recap and just take a look at what your toe is affecting in your life.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out.
and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button?
You suck!
This rock block is for you. Warning, listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Until the day I can come take you away.
you are, still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. This right here? Yeah, this is Moonlight. That's the name of the song. Little band name, Free the People. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. That way you can give it a little streamer emer action. We would like to thank Free the People for this one. Take a listen real quick. Hearts are now anchored, we're searching no more. Braving our way through the dark. Yep, some good stuff going on right there. In the skin of your luminescent light, we are our ship searching for love ashore. So there you go. We're searching no more. Yeah, some Free the People. Like to thank them for allowing us to play Moonlight right here. Always a good time as we get to do some more music here. Okay, so let's go ahead and get back into it. Let's get into the move and the groove of the sensations. Oh, yeah, some stuff always going on around here. Yeah, a lot of people talking about toes this morning. Yeah, I guess that's what we do around here. You know, it's going to be funny when people start looking at this and thinking about that we're talking about, like, normal toes. Like, your physical foot type of thing, which that's not what we're talking about. But that's okay. It's okay, because I think it's kind of funny. So let's move on and let's talk about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. So no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and that will get everything moving and grooving for you. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, go to the very far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Immediately, you will be given information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. So just start clicking away, taking a look at what's there. And if you can't find what you're looking for, there's even a way to suggest a program that might need to be added in there. Also, there's some international resources on there. And if this is a paid, you know, a paid treatment or recovery, there's scholarships that are potentially available. All you have to do is apply for them. So a lot of stuff right there. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because I think that we should be talking about this, because why would we not? Why would we not talk about some of these things? I just want you to fully be aware about some of the things that are going on. By the way, before I forget and mention this, you know that tomorrow is Good Friday for some people, right? I mean, it's Good Friday altogether. But some people will celebrate Good Friday and they'll be off tomorrow. So are you off tomorrow? I'm just asking. So, I mean, I'm just trying to get the layout of the land. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. So if you're not going to be here, I mean, because Easter is this Sunday. I totally forgot about that. Glad that, you know, somebody referenced this real quick. So if you're not going to be here tomorrow, let's talk about some new movies that are coming out. Godzilla versus Kong, the Empire. Yeah, two ancient titans, Godzilla and the Kong clash and the epic battle as humans unravel their intertwined origins and connection to Skull Island mystery. Yeah, that's coming out tomorrow. And then in the land of saints and sinners, in a remote Irish village, the damaged father forced to fight for the redemption after a lifetime of sins. The land of saints and sinners, if some sins can't be buried. That comes out. And then Winnie the Pooh, Blood and the Honey. What? Yeah, this actually opened on Tuesday, not wanting to live in the shadows any longer. Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Owl, Tiger have to fight to the town of leaving a bloody trail of death and mayhem. Something tells you that's not a Disney rendition of that thing. That's what I'm telling you. Anyway, so let me talk about some AI stuff. Finally, some good that could come out of the use of AI. A team in Belgium, researchers say that they are getting close to using artificial intelligence to develop some of the best tasting beer ever. They used a machine learning algorithm to analyze a vast data set of beer recipes, chemical composition, and flavor profiles. The idea that was to create a model that can predict how different aroma compounds contribute to the beer and taste of the overall consumer's appeal. To do this, the researchers did detailed analysis of 250 Belgian beers and the aroma compound in each. Using the data, they used AI to uncover the complex relationship between the beer ingredients and its flavor profile and overall consumer rating by training machine learning models and extensive data sets. They were able to create a system that can predict the key aromas and appreciation scores without the need of a human tester. That's where they were able to fine-tune the recipe of an existing ale, adding a specific aroma compound that the AI suggests, which blind tasters tests confirmed that significantly better than the original. The scientists said that their main goal is to make a better alcohol-free beer. What? Sorry, guys, that's something that even AI just can't do. Originally, it stated the research of 250 American beers, but found that they tasted exactly the same. So there you go. No, I don't drink beer. I've had beer before. I think it tastes quite awful. That's my opinion. Just wanted to make reference of that. And with it tasting so bad already, why in the hell would you want alcohol-free beer? That just doesn't sound like a good time for anybody. Yeah, anybody. Anyway, take a listen to this. A three-man convicted by killing Abed Arbi. Back in Georgia of 2020, are appealing their hate crime convictions. Ahmed Odd Diane Jackson spoke after the hearing, saying that she hoped that the whole case was wrapped up long ago.
This will be over with now. And for people to keep giving money for these people to appeal, and the way they took my nephew's life, this is destroying my family.
Attorney Greg McMichael, Travis McMichael, and Roddy Byron argue the evidence of the past racist behavior does not prove racial motivation in Arby's killing. Also, Aunt Jackson spoke about the hearing, saying that it's not in favor of removing any part of the conviction. Take a listen.
Michaels and Brian stay where they need to be at because ain't no other family deserve to go through what we are going through right now. All right. It's sickening. If you're not sick, when you see this, it will make you sick. I've been sick ever since 2020.
So a lot of stuff going on right there as we're going through this. So a lot of stuff to think about. There is no doubt about that. So that is for sure. With that being said, let's see if we can go to something a little bit more positive. And let's bring in some John Small with the Motivation Minute right now.
Motivation Minute brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Micah. Lao Tzu said, "A good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving." Oh, this sounds like an amazing plan. So many times when we travel, we're on a schedule with a specific destination and a timeline we must stick to. How great would it be to just take a week and drift with the winds that come your way? Stay wherever you find yourself. Think about that. You might actually find yourself. Find something you might not have even realized you enjoy. Find people you enjoy meeting. Find things you enjoy doing. Find places you enjoy visiting. I think I have a new goal, to find myself by getting lost for a few days. Maybe it could turn into a few weeks.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul thinks there'll be outrage if the U.S. Supreme Court makes it hard for women to have access to a popular abortion pill, mifepristone.
Don't underestimate the rage of women in this country. They will march. They will take to the streets. They will protest, and there will be electoral consequences.
The Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday on whether to limit access to the drug. The Biden administration and manufacturer of it are seeking to reverse a Texas lower court ruling that would make it more difficult for women across the country to obtain the medication. The city of Philadelphia needs registered nurses. City officials are looking for health personnel to work at their health centers. The starting salary is just over $69,000 a year. Applications can be submitted at the city's website. Health Update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, let's get into it as we are 54 minutes past the top of the hour. As we take a look around, let's take a look and see some things that happened here on this day. Let's see. Back in 2020, President Trump makes a grim prediction that over 240,000 Americans could die of COVID-19, even with restrictions in place. The first case of the virus in the U.S. was documented 2 months prior. That happened back on this date in 2020. We're looking at some birthdays for today. Let's take a look at some of these. Derek Carr turns 33. Lady Gaga turns 38 today. Julia Stiles, 43. Kate Gosselin turns 49. Vince Vaughn, 54. Cheryl Salt James turns 58. Bernice King, 61. Reba McEntire, 69. Diane West turns 76, and Rick Barry, yeah, he turns 80 today, just in case if you were wondering. Also, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I am sure that I can give you some of those to celebrate, because why would I not be able to? I mean, I do take a look around at some of these things to see what exactly is going on. So let's talk about some of those. So if you're looking at that, it's Umbaro and Bailey's Day, MLB Opening Day, Wear a Hat Day, International Woman in Music Day, National Black Forest Cake Day, National Something on a Stick Day, National Weed Appreciation Day. Is it the weed that, you know, I'm thinking about? And Respect Your Cat Day. Those are some days, that's for sure. Think about it that way. What else do we have for you? What else? Let me take a look. If you need a random joke for today, try this. Easter egg hunts are proof that your children can find things when they really want to. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What word do you always mispronounce? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. About 50% of people said they'd live with this for the rest of their life for $1 billion. What is it? Hiccups. They would live with hiccups for the rest of their life for $1 million. Let's give you some whack facts real quick, because I think that this is important. Baseball was originally called rounders. The first baseball caps were made of straw. Putting your phone in airplane mode will stop ads while playing games. The correct English translation for Jesus is Joshua. The fat Buddha statue in the pictures is inaccurate. The real Buddha was incredibly skinny because of the self-deprivation. And Shakira was rejected from elementary choir group because she sounds like a goat. That's not a joke. That's all stuff that, you know, I was able to find. So there you go. Anyways, at the top of the hour, Sheldon Primus will be taking over here on Safety FM and talking about the world of safety consulting. If you go to Radio Big, I'll be over there for the next couple hours or so doing the stuff that we talk about when it comes to the world of music and entertainment. So there you go, if you're interested in coming over. So thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. To plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. Think about that. Think about that with your toe today. That's for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Yeah.